VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello everyone, my name is Jonathan, and I'm back with another episode of VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. I found today's video quite fascinating. Humans have been living on this earth for a long time now. With all the technology we have available to us, I had always assumed that every inch of our planet had been explored, studied, and was known to us. However, there are still areas on our earth that are quite unknown to us. Not just in the ocean, but on land as well. What mysteries are still present on our lovely planet? Watch the video to find out. In the meantime, let's listen to today's feature sentence. Cape Melville is a rugged coastline of rocky headlands and sandy beaches that's so remote that you can't even get any mobile reception. One more time. Cape Melville is a rugged coastline of rocky headlands and sandy beaches that's so remote that you can't even get any mobile reception. Now I have a few pronunciation tips for you. First, headlands. The first syllable uses a short E sound, headlands. And the second syllable uses the schwa sound, similar to the in about. Headlands. The word remote uses a short E, and the accent is on the second syllable. Remote. Remote. Also, when you say remote that, those two words link up together. So instead of saying remote that, we simply combine it so that it almost sounds like one word. Remote that. Remote that. So remote that you can't even get any mobile reception. Moving on to today's vocabulary, our first word is coastline. The coastline is where the ocean meets the land, also known as the shoreline. It also refers to the land right at the shoreline. For example, rocks or beaches. Here it is in a sentence. Canada has the longest coastline in the world, stretching to 243,042 kilometers on three oceans. Our second word is mobile. In this usage, mobile refers to a cell phone or smartphone. For example, I couldn't call my sister because my mobile was out of battery. Now, if you hear this word pronounced as mobile with a long I sound in the second syllable, that has a different meaning. Mobile refers to moving around and not being idle. For example, he was stuck in bed for a couple of days when he was sick, but now he's up and mobile once again. So it's important to listen and make that distinction. Our third word is rugged. Rugged refers to something that has a rocky, broken, or uneven surface. For example, with its many lakes, large areas of forest, and rugged landscape, Northern Ontario is a great place for outdoor travel. In fact, the northern part of Ontario is so rugged and rocky it has the nickname of the Canadian Shield. And that wraps it up for today's pronunciation challenge. We keep hearing about how the world is getting smaller and how answers for everything are just a few clicks away. At the same time, however, our world still has problems on a global scale that need real, practical solutions. With this in mind, I think it's great to know that there are still some mysteries left on Earth, and that there are still some things we don't know or don't understand. Perhaps as humanity as a species continues to learn and understand more, we will be able to develop new solutions to our existing problems or learn how to better implement the solutions we already have. Besides, life would seem a bit boring if there were no mysteries left, wouldn't it? What do you find interesting, fascinating, or mysterious? Let me know in the comments down below. And of course, I'll catch you next time.